You're listening to SBS News.
Vision care organisations and Indigenous health support groups are calling on the government to increase funding for better eye care access for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The call made by Vision 2020 Australia aims at acquiring new funding worth almost $86 million over the coming 5 years. The goal is to deliver more eye care services for Indigenous Australians, support them to access the necessary care, and eliminate trachoma by 2020. Chief Executive Judith Abbott says the government has set plans in place, but there are certain gaps that need to be filled.
We need more support for people locally to access treatment and stay engaged in treatment through local support and coordination. We need some regional work to make sure that local systems work. And we want to really invest in Aboriginal community-controlled-led models of eye care and training up those staff. So a big role for our Aboriginal community-controlled organisations.
Minister for Indigenous Health Ken Wyatt says the government has funded a number of eye health programs over a period of time to tackle trachoma and a range of other eye diseases, including cataract. Minister Wyatt says past programs have achieved desired outcomes but did not exceed expectations. The minister has told SBS while a number of programs like Vision 2020 are in place, he's also working on another so-called roadmap that could result in improved results.
Recently, what I did is I held a roundtable with key stakeholders who are providers, who are suppliers, and who are advocates to talk about the challenges of eye health for all Australians. And in particular, there was an emphasis on Indigenous health. And out of that, we've written a roadmap for eye health that has gone to the Council of Australian Governments, Health Ministers Council, for them to look at the roadmap, give consideration as to how we combine all efforts in reducing the impact of poor vision and eye health on Indigenous Australians.
Vision 2020 Australia has found Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people experience 3 times the rate of blindness and vision loss compared with non-Indigenous Australians. Chief Executive Judith Abbott says the research also reveals Indigenous Australians often wait much longer for treatment, 63% longer on average for cataract surgery than non-Indigenous Australians. The organisation has put together a set of recommendations for the government to better achieve the desired results.
We recommend growth in funding for outreach services. We recommend increased funding across the nation for subsidised glasses. We're calling for states and territories to work with the federal government to improve access to things like cataract surgery. And we're calling for increased funding for the training of staff in community-controlled organisations in the area of eye care, as well as community-led models of eye care delivery out of those services.
Indigenous Health Minister Ken Wyatt says he supports community-focused working models but will not rule out other measures that are already in place.
Equally, to build the capacity of people at the local level, because having fly-in, fly-out specialists is not always the total solution. We have to teach people what to watch for and then seek treatment.
Minister Wyatt says his so-called roadmap will involve state and territory governments working with the Commonwealth government.
Yes, it's coming back in the latter part of this year. COAG asked all Australian health ministers to have their jurisdictions look at the roadmap, look at what each jurisdiction can contribute in the way of programs, access to clinicians, access to hospitals, access to eye health programs that states run. And that is complemented with funding from the Commonwealth that goes to organisations like Vision 2020.
Another major recommendation emphasised by eye care organisations is the delivery of eye health programs and targeted workforce development through the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation. The organisation's deputy CEO, Dawn Casey, backed Vision 2020 Australia's call for more funding in a statement.
Embedding eye health and vision care into Aboriginal community-controlled organisations will help ensure the eye needs of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are met and the gap in vision loss and blindness is closed.
Minister Wyatt says whether the funding proposed by Vision 2020 Australia will be brought on board or not will depend on what the state and territory governments offer.
In our discussions, I did indicate that there are currently resources that are allocated by the Commonwealth But what I would also want them to equally consider was what can they put on the table to help augment the program that we're putting into place as the Commonwealth through Vision 2020 and through community-controlled health services.
Sky Cappuccio with Optometry Australia says her organisation helps the state and territory governments in providing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people the desired access to proper eye care.
Two of our members on the ground are involved in providing primary eye care services and supporting the provision of primary eye care services to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So, for example, through that, we know that about 71% of organisations that provide Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander primary healthcare services have access to optometry services on site, and another 22% of those are able to support access to services off site.
George Oshie, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.